BBC News with Tom Sanders. Rescuers in China are struggling to find more than 400 people who are still missing after a cruise ship sank quickly on the Yangtze River. So far, only a handful of passengers have been saved. Martin Patience is at the riverside.
There's dozens of police as well as soldiers, and I saw small launches going out to that accident site. Equipment was being launched up. It's almost 24 hours since this boat capsized, but the authorities say that the rescue efforts will continue. We did have that miraculous rescue of a 65-year-old woman earlier in the day. She had been caught inside the submerged hull, inside an air pocket. She was pulled out alive, and the authorities are hoping that perhaps, just perhaps, there may still be some survivors.
A Russian defence company says its analysis of shrapnel damage to a Malaysian passenger plane shot down over Ukraine last year shows it was probably hit by an anti-aircraft missile system that the firm used to produce. The company, Almaz Antey, says this older version of the M1 missile was no longer in service with the Russian military, but is in Ukrainian arsenals. Sarah Rainsford is in Moscow.
The question is, who was responsible for firing the missile? That's always been the question. And this defence company, which is called Almaz Antey, they have said that they can't speculate on that. But what we can say is that this does appear that the Russian position is now coming down firmly on the side of the fact that the airline was brought down by a Buk anti-aircraft missile system. The other theories which had been cited previously, talking, for example, about a Ukrainian Air Force plane firing a missile at the civilian aircraft and it being brought down in that way, that now seems to be falling away.
World football's governing body, FIFA, has denied that its Secretary-General, Jerome Valk, was involved in a $10 million payment that's being investigated by the US authorities. More from our sports news reporter, Richard Conway.
Last week's US indictment claims the $10 million payment was in fact a bribe, paid to ensure Jack Warner and another then FIFA executive, Chuck Blazer, voted in favour of South Africa hosting the 2010 World Cup. In a statement, FIFA denied that Mr. Valke or any other member of the organisation's senior management were involved in the payment or the project it was intended for. Instead, they say it was Julio Grondona, their then finance committee chief who died last year, who signed it off.
The South African government has been granted leave to appeal against a court ruling that gave a terminally ill man the right to die with the help of his doctor. 2 months ago, a South African judge granted Robin Strantham Ford the right to an assisted suicide, setting a groundbreaking precedent. But he died of natural causes hours before the judgment was delivered. World News from the BBC. Two Malaysian children who sued the national airline and the government over the loss of their father on a missing plane have settled their negligence case out of court. It's believed to be the first such legal case following the disappearance of flight MH370 last March, with more than 230 passengers on board. The Nepalese army says they have recovered four bodies after a helicopter crashed in an earthquake-affected district north of the capital Kathmandu. Eyewitnesses reported the helicopter, which was on a relief mission, was flying at a low altitude when it crashed into power lines. It's the second relief helicopter to crash in Nepal since the country experienced a devastating earthquake in April. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he submitted a fresh reform plan to tackle his country's debt crisis during a meeting of its international creditors. His government has been trying to renegotiate the conditions of the bailout since taking office earlier this year. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
Mr. Tsipras described the new proposal as realistic and comprehensive, though the details have not been made public. He said the decision on whether to accept it rests with the leadership of Europe. Some of those leaders and the head of the IMF met in Berlin on Monday and agreed to work with real intensity to complete the negotiations. Greece is due to repay the IMF €300 million on Friday from an earlier loan, and there are concerns that it might be unable to do so. But Greece does have the option of bundling together four payments due this month, which would delay a possible default.
And artefacts from a 200-year-old shipwrecked slave boat are going on display at a museum in Cape Town. The Portuguese ship, the São José Paquete de África, sank off the Cape of Good Hope in 1794. The objects, which include shackles and iron bars, are being shown at the Iziko Museum. They were recovered by divers from South Africa and the United States. BBC News.